This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Administrators and campus police at the University of California, Los Angeles are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators Wednesday. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a legislation that would establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism for the Department of Education to enforce anti-discrimination laws. The bipartisan bill passed by a vote of 320-91 Wednesday. The bill would broaden the legal definition of anti-Semitism to include the targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. The bill would codify the definition of anti-Semitism included in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The expanded definition was first adopted in 2016 by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, an intergovernmental group that includes the United States and European states. Critics say the move would have a chilling effect on free speech on college campuses. It now goes to the U.S. Senate, where its fate is uncertain. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Here's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan with that story.
Blinken reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. position is that Hamas was, quote, standing in the way of a ceasefire, according to the State Department. He has urged the group to accept what he called an extraordinarily generous truce deal. The deal would see 33 hostages released in exchange for a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and a halt to the fighting in Gaza, with the possibility of a more comprehensive deal later. A senior official for Hamas said the group was still studying the proposed deal, but accused Blinken of failing to respect both sides and described Israel as the real obstacle. Blinken's trip to Israel comes amid growing speculation that Israel will soon launch a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Police shot and killed a student outside a middle school in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Wednesday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. Authorities had previously said an active shooter who never got inside the building was neutralized outside the school in the small village of Mount Horeb. Steve Salemo, the superintendent of the Mount Horeb School District, told local television station WKOW and other reporters that recent safety improvements saved lives.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worse tragedy.
Districts across the U.S. have sought ways to prevent mass shootings, from physical security measures to active shooter drills. Lawmakers in the Solomon Islands selected Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manele as the Pacific Nation's new prime minister. Manele won 31 votes, while opposition leader Matthew Wallace received 18. In his victory speech, the incoming prime minister called for calm, noting the island's history of post-election violence.
Past prime minister's elections have been met with the act of violence and destruction. Our economy and livelihoods have suffered because of this violence. However, today, we show the world that we are better than that. We must respect and uphold the democratic process of electing our prime minister and set an example for our children and their children.
Manele traveled to China as foreign minister in 2019 to formalize Solomon Islands' switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. I'm Richard.